and curry. They got you, don't you worry. If you were in a hurry, buy a curry and Glabo. Curry and Glabo, no matter how your day go, they got a fresh new show today. It's Curry and Glabo. Whether
you up north, yo, nice weekend,
or down south, that's for Stavia. Turn up your sound and listen well, cause we got something to say to you. Curry and Glabo, they in the know, their topics cover A to Z. So whether you drive fast or slow, just sit on back and feel the beat.
Oh no!
It's Curry and Glabo.
Good morning, it's February 7th. We're a week away from Valentine's Day. It's Tony Curry and Tony Curry Live and Tony Curry Radio. Download that Tony Curry Radio app. And, of course, you can see us on Facebook Live a little bit later on this morning. We did a little Facebook Live on Friday night. I hope you enjoyed that, called What You Want to Talk About. It was kind of weird. We talked about Actually, I just kind of talked about me, I think, for about an hour. We had a fantastic weekend, and we're going to get after plenty of classic rock and roll. Today is Monday. It means Dark Side of the Pooch Monday. Dr. Rab Stewart will join us at noon and 8 later on tonight. An Adapter Parish coming up a little bit later on. In the meantime, lots of great classic rock and roll. Tony Curry Radio, TKR. It's Tony Curry Live every Monday through Friday morning, 7:30, 9:30 again from 6 to 8. And then, of course, our special program. It's a Monday, which means the Dark Side of the Pooch Monday. Dr. Rab Stewart's going to join us at noon and 8 a little bit later on this afternoon. Of course, we also have Adapter Parish with Dr. Alex Hublein, Dr. Josh Claypo. Tomorrow, we have Mission Minded coming up on Wednesday with Michael Coleman from the Jimmy Hell Mission. We have Live Wire Wednesday, Thursday, Blues Almighty with Austin Hanks. Last Thursday was a killer. He did everything from bands that played at the Nick. It was fantastic. And of course, the Damon Johnson Show on Fridays, not to mention When in Rome, a little hybrid show that'll make you look good, feel good, and sound good. We do that on Fridays at 1 and 7. Good morning to the UK today. We have you checking in Finland. We have New York City in the mix today. Alaska is also listening in, not to mention many other states. And of course, right here where we're centered in beautiful Hoover, Alabama. It's a beautiful thing, man, the epicenter right here at Tony Curry Radio, and of course, we expand out worldwide. Speaking of expanding worldwide, they made the announcement yesterday. The Who is back. Are you excited? The Who hits back tour dates, 2022. They're going to start the Hard Rock down in Fort Lauderdale on April 22nd, and then they basically do shows pretty much every two or three days. It is Pete. It is, of course, Roger and an entire orchestra, and they'll play songs from their entire career. They're going to be playing Austin, Texas, Dallas, or playing Oklahoma City, Memphis, Cincinnati, Boston, Philadelphia, Washington, D.C., New York City, Toronto, Detroit, Elmont, Columbus, Chicago, St. Louis, pretty much everywhere, Las Vegas as well, Los Angeles, Anaheim. If you want to see those tour dates, go to TonyCurryRadio.net. That's TonyCurryRadio.net. And you can, of course, go to the Rock Page, Rock News thing, and check out all of their dates. It's going to be nice. So Omicron crap is finally over with. We can move on, right? I mean, if Roger's getting back out, it's all good, right? Slammin' Sammy here on Tony Curry Radio. He continues his residency there in Las Vegas, Nevada here on Tony Curry Radio. He'll be playing up here on a Wednesday and also this Friday and a Saturday. It's there at the, what is it, the needle, the space needle there, the, you know what the thing at the end of the strip is. It's where no one goes because they know once they get there, if they're losing, they can't really leave because you're too far away from the strip. But it's a good reason to go see Sammy Hagar for sure. I hope you had a fantastic weekend. I did a father-daughter dance on Friday. It's fantastic. My life has changed so much over the last 20 or 25 years. I was sitting in here on Friday night, 9 o'clock, with a friend of mine. We did a little Facebook Live thing for about an hour. We just sat in here and shot to shit for like an hour. It was great. Got pretty transparent on what's going on in my life. If you knew me from 20, 25 years ago, I used to get after quite a bit. And I still kind of young where it counts, if you know what I'm talking about, in both heads. It's just the middle part that's kind of falling apart a little bit. But we got after it, had a good time. We hope you get a chance to watch. We'll go Facebook Live again this morning here. And, of course, we have a ton of different shows. A lot of people who watched and listened. And, by the way, we're in Yemen this morning. We're all over the place. Got some brand new cities. People are like, dude, every time I tune in, man, I'm hearing some incredibly new programming that I just never heard of. And, I mean, we're all over the place. We do lots of classic rock shows. We can do blues shows with Austin Hanks on Thursday, the Damon Johnson Show on Friday, the Stuart Rome Show, When in Rome, that also runs on Friday. But we also do a pet show, which is fantastic. It's hilarious. We'll do that show. We'll talk the bulbous glandis today. You know what that is? It's worth a listen at noon and 8. Today with Dr. Rab Stewart from the Rossburg Animal Hospital. We got that show, Dark Side of the Pooch, Adapter Parish on Tuesday, Mission Minded, another business show we do on Wednesday that runs at 12 and 7:30, which is fantastic. So anytime you tune in, man. And, of course, being international, we're here in Hoover, Alabama. I'm trying to play shows that I think that people in the central time zone want to listen to. And what I'm finding out is people outside of our time zone, maybe six or seven different time zones, are loving the time we're playing these things too, because you can listen to shows at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. Here's the really cool thing. And we know, I know how this stuff works. I know that you want to listen on demand. So by the end of the week, we're working with Spotify. They want to partnership up. We're going to a Tony Curry Radio podcast platform. And every show we've done over the last 4 months, and there's over 100 of them, and again, it spans everything from business to classic rock to pet. I mean, it's all over the place. You'll get a chance to be able to listen to all those shows whenever you want to through the Tony Curry Radio Podcast Network. So check that out. It's going to be coming up here sometime within the next 6 or 7 days. You've got a full week of great classic rock and roll. Anytime you tune in, you're getting all up-tempo 24-7 classic rock to the bone. Tony Curry Radio, happy Monday morning to you. Hope you had a fantastic weekend. It was really, really cold over the course of a lot of the United States, and maybe that's why a lot of people were listening to Tony Curry Radio on Saturday and Sunday. They were hunkered down inside getting warm with the classic rock is what I'm loving. Did the classic hip-hop show on Saturday night. We had Dark Side of the Pooch going on today, Adapter Parish going on tomorrow. Full week, great shows right here on Tony Curry Radio. Congratulations to Kylie Jenner, who gave birth to baby number two with Travis Scott. They're busy. Congratulations. They posted some pictures yesterday. Also, I guess not really congratulations, but boy, if you want to get after, they say what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Not if you're Alvin Kamara. He was arrested after playing in the Pro Bowl. How the hell does that happen? He was arrested for battery, assaulting, and substantial bodily harm, a felony by Las Vegas police. Let me tell you something. I've been to Vegas about a dozen times. And it's true, and you've seen, you know, The Hangover, and you've seen these crazy things putting mattresses up on rooftops and stuff. That shit don't fly. It doesn't. If you're in a room and you're stinking together and you want to get after it and everything's just staying encapsulated into one layer, that's fine. But for people that go to Vegas and think that it's like the movie, it's not. They don't put up with that crap. You can't drag race down the strip. You can't do any of those things. If anything, it's nothing like it was back in the 70s and 80s. As a matter of fact, it got so much that it wasn't fun that I started going to Biloxi. Not to say that I was going to get crazy, but you just felt like you're looked at. You really can't get away with a lot in Las Vegas. Again, unless you're in a suite or you're in your own room and you can hire and do whatever you want. And money's all over the place. I get drugs. You can do all that stuff. Bachelor parties, that's super. You can have your own thing. But there is a controlled element. It's controlled chaos. So for Alvin Kamara to have, he had four catches, I don't know for how many yards. Had a great game as a Pro Bowler. Guy just got a $75 million deal, and then he get arrested, and people are like, are you sure it was Alvin? Because didn't he play in the Pro Bowl like earlier this afternoon? So evidently he played in the game and then got after it in Las Vegas. Just goes to show sometimes you just don't need to just go home. Just go home, man. Just go home. And when you're talking about, like, if I go to Vegas and I got like $2,000 or $3,000, I'm a little guy. It used to take about $2,000 because that's all I could afford to lose. And even then, I couldn't afford to lose it. And it was usually gone after day two. But when you're talking, you got millions and millions of dollars, there really isn't any reason at all. I'm still trying to figure this out because I've never been in a situation. I hope to be in that situation someday, but I've never been in a situation where I could pay for everything. I'm too drunk to drive. I'll go hire a driver. You don't have to do Uber. When you got that kind of money, just go rent a limousine and say, I need you for the next 48 hours. Don't leave my side. They will. They'll do it for you. I need food. I need women. I need drugs. I need whatever I need. You got the money to do it. There's concierges at Caesars. And when they see you walking in, they know you're worth $75 million bucks. All you got to do is say, I want this, this, and this, and this. I want this at 3 a.m. I want this at 2:30. I want this at noon. I'm going to be back in the game 11 o'clock tonight. I want this, this, and this, and this, and this. And you got all the fun you want, man. And for some reason, guys with tons of money, I don't understand. You're spending your money now on lawyers and not on the good time that you were planning on having in Las Vegas. It shows you're a flipping idiot is what it shows you. Oh, it's weird. Happy birthday to Ashton Kutcher today. He's only 44 years old. I feel like he should be like 60-something, but he's only 44. Matthew Stafford getting ready for the Super Bowl this weekend. He's only 34. It seems like he's been around forever. I hope the Bengals beat your ass this Sunday. Chris Rock, 57, and Garth Brooks, who is known as the entertainer of our lives. I've never seen Garth play in a concert. Everyone tells me he's kind of like the country equivalent of Bruce Springsteen. Like, even if you don't like his music, it's a fantastic show. Is that true? Happy birthday to Garth Brooks. He turns 60. Later on this afternoon, noon and 8, Dark Side of the Pooch recorded a brand new show this past Friday. Some guy called up. We get a lot of emails at TonyCurryRadio.net. Go on to TonyCurryRadio.net. Become a bonehead. And you can leave some emails. I'm not going to follow you or send you anything. Just leave your emails. And one of the questions was, do all cats have the same number of nipples?
What?
Some guy at Louisville, Kentucky said he had a crop of 8 kittens. And every one of them got one. And he's like, I didn't know my kitten or my cat had 8 nipples. The answer that Dr. Rab gave us is crazy. I could not believe the answer he told me. Anyway, you'll hear it at noon and 8 right here on Tony Curry Radio. Tony Curry Radio. Tony Curry Live every Monday through Friday morning between 7:30 and 9:30 here on the Tony Curry Radio app. We got folks in Yemen listening this morning. What's the time zone in Yemen? The UK, maybe the Queen is checking out Tony Curry Radio. She had quite the big weekend, didn't she? We also had the Olympics going on. I hope you had a fantastic weekend. I had a father-daughter dance on Friday. I love that. I did the father-daughter dance at a church with my daughter. I'm going to do another one this weekend. I'm going to get as many father-daughter dances as I can because she's 9, because I realize at some point she's going to want to start dancing with dudes. And then I'm going to have to beat him in the face. Anyway, I had a great time, and I did a show here on Tony Curry Radio Friday night, 9 o'clock on Facebook Live and also on the radio station. And I was talking about how boring my life is. Listen, I got after it for 37 years, man. Thank God there wasn't social media during the majority of that. If there was social media when I was on the Billboard, geez, it could have been a really good thing. It could have been a really bad thing. I'll tell you that much. If I ever write a book, you'll understand what I'm saying. But I will write a book when I know that I have no more repercussions in my life. I'll be like 75 years old. It won't matter. But because of all the stuff out there and people get a chance to see what you're doing and they go back and dig and they do all these things, I think it's really interesting what we're going through right now. We've been going through it for a while. There were a couple of interesting stories that happened this weekend. First of all, I just mentioned the Alvin Kamara story. Alvin, of course, is one of the most exciting, lightning fast NFL players in the world. He played in the Pro Bowl this weekend. And then promptly got arrested for battery resulting in substantial bodily harm, a felony by Las Vegas police. I've been to Vegas probably about a dozen, 13, 14 times. I used to go with my dad all the time. And, you know, you get there and, woo, it's going to be the hangover all over again. We're going to be putting mattresses up on rooftops and going to be jumping out windows and bringing strippers back and having babies. And it's just, it ain't like that. It's just not like that. You can have as good of a time as you want, but there are going to be repercussions for whatever you do, and the Las Vegas police ain't going to put up with the shit. I got news for you. It just doesn't happen that way. Now, if you got all the money in the world and you want to get everybody up in your suite and you go down to the Caesars concierge and say, listen, I want this, I want this, and I want this, and I want this. I'm at 4 o'clock. I need a limo here. And you got it all encapsulated, and you ain't beating the hell out of somebody, and chances are you're going to have a great time. And that's the kind of stuff that happens in Vegas, stays in Vegas. But the majority of us, though, that go to Vegas with like $2,000 because it's all we can afford to lose, we can't have those kind of good times, right? And you're usually with some buddies who got your back. In other words, they're going to keep an eye on you. How in the hell does Alvin Kamara, who is one of the, and a good guy, one of the most up-and-coming NFL players, he's been in the league for 6 or 7 years, he's unbelievable, plays for the Saints, just got a $75 million deal. Now, there's the one thing about money, and I always say this. You know when you're watching Jeopardy or a Wheel of Fortune, and someone can't get the puzzle or the answer, and you're like, that guy's an idiot. How in the world does he not know that? When you're watching Wheel of Fortune or Jeopardy in front of your TV, you always got the answer. You don't have a crowd around you. You don't feel the burden. You're not dressed up in your nines. You're not sitting, and you can answer all the questions like that. But when you get up in front of the cameras, it's a different story. It's kind of like saying, well, if I was in a bank robbery, this is what I would have done. Well, the guy was right there. I could have taken him down. And no, you wouldn't have. I've been in a bank robbery. It's not that easy. So we sit there and we try to put ourselves in these positions. In this particular case of Alvin Kamara, we're like, you got all the money in the world. If you got $75 million, guy's got all the jack he needs, and you want to have a really good time in Las Vegas after the Pro Bowl, after you just caught 4 passes, you can do it. and not get in trouble. Throw your money around a little bit. I need a car to make sure I'm never driving while I'm in Las Vegas. I need all the strippers I need to make sure that I'm not going to have any issues with any type of battery. I need to make sure I got all the food I got. I need to make sure I got a hell of a room. And you get together with your buddies and you have a great time. And all of a sudden, you're getting arrested. He's still in prison. He's still in jail. His court date's going to be later on this month. He's in prison. They did not let him out of jail. I don't understand that. I don't get that. Buddy Little, good morning to you. I don't understand how you could have every type of financial fortitude to keep you out of trouble, even if you're a knucklehead. I don't see how you do it. A couple other stories this weekend. The Joe Rogan story I thought was really interesting. He is catching a lot of flack. And, of course, when people want to take you down, man, they're going to start digging. And, of course, several people don't like the fact that he's considered an anti-vaxxer. I don't think Joe Rogan, and I'm not defending him by any stretch, but I think Joe Rogan is just a normal dude who's got a ton of power that doesn't really want that power, and he's just on there talking on a show, and he's just telling, he's like, that's why he's so successful, because people enjoy the fact that he is just a down-home, laid-back kind of guy, and will just talk, right? I think people really enjoy that. And he gets some guests and stuff like that, too. It's true, and he smokes dope when he's on a show. But I think for the most part, he doesn't realize just how influential his words are. This is the Charles Barkley thing. I'm not a role model. Well, you're a role model. When you've got 30% of all podcast listeners in the world watching your show, you've got a ton of power and a lot of money. And so with that comes a certain amount of responsibility. And now he's learning that. So someone put out this tape of multiple different podcasts that he's done in the past where he's dropped the N-word more than 24 times. If you watched it, it is cringe-worthy. I don't know how you can ever say the N-word is taken out of context, particularly when you're a white guy. It just doesn't fly. You can't say the N-word, and you can't make any analogies to the Holocaust or Nazis and pull it off. You can't. Ask Whoopi Goldberg. That doesn't happen. The Whoopi situation to me was even stranger because she knew she was probably going to get a ton of slapback based on what she said on The View, and of course she's still being suspended for 2 weeks. And then The Rock, who evidently reached out to Joe Rogan on social media and said, listen, I like what you said here. I like the fact because Joe came out after a lot of musicians, including Neil Young, Joni Mitchell came out and said, take my music off Spotify because I don't want to be in a platform that's spewing this anti-vaccination stuff, this anti-science. The Rock came out, who's a friend with Joe, and said, listen, I like the fact that you're stepping up and saying you want to learn, blah, 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 blah. Let's go have some tequila, blah, 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 blah. Well, then someone called, of course, The Rock out saying, did you realize that Joe just dropped the N-word 24 times in this thing? And he goes, it's a learning process. I didn't realize that. And did not defend him, did not say he was hammering. And then someone goes back and digs up The Rock trying to speak Chinese at some WWE event. I don't even know how many years ago it was. Making fun, basically, of how Chinese people speak. And I'm like, okay, when's this going to stop? I mean, just stop. There aren't a lot of people out there who are so financially taken care of that they could do whatever they want and it doesn't matter. The Rock, obviously, if he would catch hell or get in trouble for something, obviously his clients are going to drop off. He's not going to do movies. And that stuff dries up really quick. You're like, well, he's got plenty of money. No, he doesn't. No, he doesn't. You're making, think about it. When you're making $50,000 a year and all of a sudden you got a $25,000 raise, did you have any more money? No, you spend it. So he's making $50 million a year, but he lives in a $50 million home. I mean, it goes quick, super quick, right? So it's important that you keep yourself clean and try to be careful, even if it was stuff from 15, 20 years ago. And I really don't know what to think about this because I don't like the cancel culture. I don't like the woke. I don't like all that. I don't like where people just like, okay, he said it, I'm out. I'm not going to even watch his movies anymore. That's fine. That's your call. You vote with your feet. And that's what we do. It's what happened with Dave Chappelle. If you don't like it, don't go watch his stuff. And when you don't watch his stuff, if enough people don't do it, his stuff doesn't sell, Netflix drops him, and he learns his lesson. But as long as he's still on, he's still doing his thing, that tells you that people don't really mind. Hey, we all make mistakes, and I tell you the reason why. We've all done dumb shit. We've all said stupid things. If you're a white person watching right now on Facebook, have you ever said the N-word? Have you? Have you ever said the N-word? Ever? Thank you very much. We've changed a lot. We've changed a ton. No one wants to admit it. And you know, I got to be a little careful because the majority of my stuff is on radio and I'm on social media. And so I take that into account. Now, I've said some really dumb things 15, 20 years ago when we didn't have social media. While I was on the radio, you could record it if you want to. I got in trouble more times. My boss would get a phone call saying, Tony Curry said this about women today, and I'm not going to listen to a show anymore. And I get called into the office. They go, what are you doing? And I'm like, I was just making a joke. And they're like, okay. And they're like, okay, your numbers are great. Get the hell out of here and just don't do it again. Okay, that's fine. And I'd learn my lesson. I had a 20 share. They were like, go ahead and just keep doing your thing. I know you're crazy and everyone loves Tony Curry because he'll say whatever's on his mind. And I still do to a point. But you can't do that now when you're Joe Rogan, when you're The Rock, when you're Whoopi Goldberg. You just can't do it. And so people are like, you know, and the thing is where is the compassion? I'm not defending anybody here, okay? I'm not defending anybody. But I will say this. We all have said stupid things. We've thought stupid things. Maybe we didn't say them, but we've said some really stupid things. If we had tape running on every single thing that happened in our life, we'd all be screwed. We'd all be canceled. Every one of us would be canceled. Think about it. If there's been tape run on everything that ever happened in your life, you would have been canceled. You'd be done. Now, where are you working? What kind of money are you making? Is it important that you be canceled? Because when you're making $25,000 working at Subway, who the hell cares what you say? It doesn't matter. Lose your job, you go get another one. But when you're making millions and millions of dollars, there is a respect and responsibility that comes with that. And now, and I really don't like it. Maybe it's because I don't think anyone's going to dig stuff up on me. I don't care if you do or not. I'm on radio station. I knew who I am. I know where my heart is. And we all change. And there's been a lot of change over the last 15 or 20 years. With Black Lives Matter, and we're more substantially compassionate towards the livelihoods and the ethnicities of others. And I'm all about that. But to start digging and start going back and trying to find snippets and create these things, and I do believe, guys always say this, well, it wasn't my intention. And when you say it's not your intention, that means I didn't intend to hurt you. This happens a lot in marriages. But after you do that three or four times, it doesn't matter what your intention is anymore. You haven't learned your lesson. So make sure your intentions are correct. And again, stuff that happened so long ago, it depends on what it is. It depends on who it hurt, and it depends on how big you are now. Because everyone wants to take down the big dogs. Alvin Kamara, I don't get it. The Rock, I understand it. Whoopi Goldberg, I don't get that at all. Just because she knows better. And the Joe Rogan thing, and of course the president of Spotify has already come out and said, listen, we're not canceling him. We're not getting rid of him. And a big part of that is because Joe Rogan's paying the bills, man. If Joe Rogan's not on Spotify, the lights are turned off. There's no AC or heat tomorrow. And I get that. He brings a lot of power and he brings a lot of listeners to his show. But again, if you get to a point where enough people say, listen, I'm out and I'm not going to do this anymore, then Joe Rogan's not making his money. And when he's not making his money, Spotify is not. And then they have to make a call. But as of right now, he's pretty safe. Some shows that we do like to get after a little bit here. We do have a good time. Dark Side of the Pooch is going to be airing a little bit later on today at noon and 8 right here on Tony Curry Radio. Adapt or Perish with Dr. Alex Hubline and Dr. Josh Klapo. That runs at noon and 8 on Tuesday. It's a great show about business adaptation. Wednesday, we have Mission Minded with our good friend Michael Coleman. He is the executive director of the Jimmy Hale Mission. We do like to give back on Tony Curry Radio. So we like to do a bunch of different shows, but we like to give back at the same time. It's a great show about non-for-profits. That runs coming up at 12 and 7:30 on Wednesdays. At 8 o'clock on Wednesdays, we have Livewire Wednesday, a full hour of AC/DC brought to you by Southern Precision Staffing. For all your staffing needs, it is Southern Precision Staffing, 205-682-2828, 682-2828 for all your staffing needs. Thursday, Blues Almighty, we got that show with Austin Hanks at noon and 8, the Damon Johnson Show at noon and 8 on Friday, and also Win in Rome, Rome, a brand new show with Stuart Rome. You may know him in the Woodhouse Day Spa. It's birmingham.woodhousespas.com. It's a fantastic hybrid show. It's a show that makes you look good, feel good, and sound good. We do that at 1 and 7 on Fridays, and then a classic hip-hop show we do every single Saturday night at right around 9 o'clock. Download the Tony Curry Radio app. A welcome Yemen. I think the Queen is listening this morning. We had a couple hundred people listening near Manchester in the UK. So we like to welcome her and, of course, the Queen celebrating 70 years as the Queen. How about that action, huh? Good morning to you, Teresa. Greatly appreciate you watching this morning. And we'll continue to give you great, unique programming and classic rock to the bone 24/7. Tony Curry Radio and Tony Curry Live every Monday through Friday morning between 7:30 and 9:30. We also do a little Facebook. You can go check out our video in just a few minutes ago. We do podcast every single day as well, so you can check that out as well. AC/DC, we're still kind of waiting. That is like the concert announcement of the millennium. We're waiting to find out what's going on. AC/DC, they were supposed to start obviously last year, and because of the pandemic, they did not. As soon as I find out some more details, I'm hearing a mid-spring announcement. And once they get that announcement out, they'll get started pretty much a month after they come out with an announcement. That's what I'm hearing. So as soon as I hear something, I'll let you know. The Who announced the Who It's Back tour. Interested in this? I'm not sure. I'm sure Roger and Pete don't need the money. And as long as these guys continue to go out and tour, I want to keep seeing them for the last time. They're going to be playing a ton of shows, including Columbus, Cincinnati, all over the Midwest, pretty much all over the United States. They start in Fort Lauderdale coming up a little bit later on in April. You can go to TonyCurryRadio.net to see all that information. Speaking of AC/DC, we will make that announcement when they do decide to push this tour on Livewire Wednesday. We do it every Wednesday night at 8 o'clock, brought to you by Southern Precision Staffing. For all your staffing need, man, construction, anything else, Kai Greger and his staff, they're here for you. They're right here in Hoover, Alabama, like Tony Curry Radio is, but they serve the United States of America, just like Tony Curry Radio is. We actually go even beyond that. We're in Yemen this morning for some reason. Man, like a couple hundred people are listening in Yemen. They're getting after the classic rock. What's the time change over there? So they're getting after it. We love that. A lot of people in the UK, we think the Queen is listening to Tony Curry Radio this morning. I think the Queen gets after, she's 95. I think she gets after some AC/DC. Anyway, your word and your handshake still means something. Southern Precision Staffing, 205-682-2828, 205-682-2828. Check them out. The Damn Yankees also on the road. Go to TonyCurryRadio.net, hit our tour page. You can find out all the details right here on Tony Curry Radio. Brothers and sisters, come together and do some Tony Curry Radio, man. That's what kind of stuff we play around here is great classic rock and roll. You've heard these songs before. You just haven't had a chance to hear them very often on your radio station. We're happy to give them to you here. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, unique programming. Adapter Parish goes off tomorrow. Mission Minded on Wednesday. Livewire Wednesday on Wednesday nights. Blues Almighty with Austin Hanks on Thursday. Damon Johnson show. When in Rome on Friday. Hip Hop show goes on Saturday nights. And, of course, later on today at noon and 8, we'll be doing Dark Side of the Pooch. Also, Tony Curry Live and the Curry and Claypo show, which goes on Thursday mornings for about an hour or two between 7:30 and 9:30. So anytime you tune in. And a lot of people are like, okay, I love these shows. Sometimes I can't listen. Maybe I'm in Yemen like I am this morning, and I don't know what time that is in Yemen at 8 o'clock on a Thursday night. What am I supposed to do? We're going to be hooking up a Spotify. Forget the Joe Rogan stuff. We're just using that as a platform. So people will listen to more of our stuff on demand. We have well over 100 shows. We'll be launching all that a little bit later on this week here on Tony Curry Radio.